Welcome to Cricket 8's podcast. I'm Jared Kimber. I'm here with Rob Barron and Daniel Norcross. And we're going to be talking about the two games that we just covered. Gujarat beating Punjab and the other one that I've already forgotten. I think RCB and KKR or something like that. Anyway, that's not important. Rob.
Hi.
How do you feel right now about the Gujarat Titans?
Angry. Once again, their intent is a disgrace to our beautiful game. And they did all the wrong things, and then Tawatia did all the right things at the end, and they got away with it. But they had a good opportunity to boost their net run rate today, which they absolutely needed to do, chasing 140, and they squandered it by mucking about and basically having an elongated net that we all had to watch. And then they suddenly decided they actually had to win the game, and lucky for them, Tawatia was on one today.
Daniel, they were massively in front of the game.
Yeah.
They set a platform, and we kept thinking, well, now here's where they dropped the hammer. Here's where they dropped the hammer. I think they dropped the entire all their tools, but they didn't pick many of them back up.
It was quite simply a crime against humanity. I mean, there are many dreadful things going on in the world right now, and this has just added to the sum total of awfulness. It was confusing. And to say this about a side that just won, convincingly, it's got to be said, they virtually at no point looked like losing that game. Mm.
Although they still made it more, they did actually make it more difficult. Almost get it to a point where they got back into a Punjab for no reason.
That's perfectly true. And Tawatia's innings was key. And if he does get out, or if he does play a false shot at some point there, then they could have been in big, big trouble. But exactly what Rob is talking about here, the reason why net run rate was important for them is because their net run rate is an abomination. It's appalling. And so when you've already lost four games, you can only lose one more game.
Yep.
And the chances are that they will lose one more game. So this is your chance to just give yourself a bit of breathing space. They could have hunted that down in 15 overs. They showed all the wrong intent. The one time they did try to go for it, they had a strategic timeout. Word came out, go for it. Shubman Gill got out. And so they went, oh, ooh, crumbs, we better be careful now because we're all of two down. Okay. Two down! People, come on, there's 10 wickets. That's the point of the IPL, and there's impact subs.
It does tell you something that you've won a game that easily, and we're all quite angry. Now, some people might say the wicket was a little bit tricky, and I think there were elements to that. There was no intent, though. They were never trying to put any pressure back on, and what they could have done is said, well, we've got Sai Sadarshan, and he's like a cheat code. So if everything goes wrong, we've got Sadarshan, Tawatia, and Rashid at the end, and they'll handle the end stuff. But let's try and get something here. What about Punjab, Rob Barron? Difficult, are they done?
Difficult team to predict. They're not going to win anyway. They're probably done. They're ninth with a minus net run rate. It's going to be difficult. They've only won 2 of 8.
They've got to win every last game now.
So
because they've lost 6.
They're in a 2 and 8. They're struggling. Don't really know where their runs are coming from. There's no bankable run scorer with Dhawan injured, and they said he was out for a week 9 days ago, so who knows how fit he is. But even so, they kind of got to win probably 2 games by enormous margins from here and win loads of others, and they're not very good. Like, they don't have many bowlers. They don't have any spinners that are wicket takers, and they've got loads of number fives and out-of-form number three. They don't know who should open. There's way too many questions for them to do anything in this competition.
You had a bet earlier this year on Delhi to come last.
I did.
So my question is, we've seen Punjab and RCB play today. Do you feel any better or worse about that bet?
See, my bet on Delhi to finish bottom was based on Delhi's incompetence. And that's fair enough. Like, Delhi have been really incompetent.
Yep.
And they have got loads of old people that are rubbish. And the team on paper doesn't play anywhere near like it should do. However, I did not, and I also thought RCB would be bad, but I didn't think they'd be this bad. I mean, goodness gracious me. Like, the bowling is disgraceful. It's disgraceful that what they get on the park. The batting isn't much better. They've now got Jacks, which gives me some hope that Bangalore can sort of haul themselves up the table.
Well, actually, I mean, on that point, because they're now basically out, they've lost 7 games.
We don't think they can make it. Though.
So actually, I wouldn't be surprised if in their last 6 games, they way outperform what they've done here, because Faf du Plessis might take a strategic timeout from the game. Who knows what little hamstring injury he might pick up. And that would give them the opportunity, wouldn't it, to, like, once you've taken Faf out of there, bring in another Indian batter to complement what they've already got with Jax and Kohli and, you know, and all the other players that we know.
I've got a question.
So you could bring in another bowler, couldn't you?
Yeah. So, I mean, they could change things up if they get rid of Faf. But here's my question for you. Punjab can mathematically still make it, but I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
Right. RCB, probably even mathematically, it might be beyond them, but I suppose they're still...
It's still mathematically possible, just, yeah, but yeah, it's so tiny.
Very... If this is an American sport, you start to tank here to get draft picks, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no draft picks, so there's no point doing that. If this is Premier League football, you are worried about being relegated, right? Yeah. The problem with the IPL teams is quite often I will say this is when you start planning for next year. You work out who are the young players on your team. Are they players that you can change their role? Can you expand what they do? This guy usually just bowls the soft overs in the middle. Can we give him the top and the tail and see if he can stand up to that? Teams don't ever seem to get involved with that Norcross. They just seem to go, oh, no, we're just going to play till the end of the year. And then maybe the last two games, they might do something. This is the time, if you punch up, you might as well take a risk and try something different.
Well, and this is in part because people don't want to admit that they've completely screwed it up.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of honour thing, and it's a sort of, this is the way we play, and then we're going to keep on doing this.
No honour amongst studs.
Correct. And then in 10 months' time, hope that everyone's forgotten that you completely screwed it up.
Yeah.
When really, you're absolutely right. The correct thing to do now is to mould your team around Will Jax, who is a gun T20 player. They've got a beauty there, and he played fantastically today. He should be opening the batting with Virat Kohli. Of that, there is no doubt. They should be bringing in, I don't know if Reece Topley's injured. Yeah. It's the only
he
reason.
He would have to be.
He normally
it's
is.
The only reason I can think of that for him not playing today, but in a perfect world, he's obviously in that team with an overseas bowler. You might even think, do I need Cameron Green as well, frankly? And just play around with your roster. Crucially, play around with your Indian players because they are key to the best teams. If you've got like really good impact Indian batters, you don't need to waste money on an overseas impact batter. That is crazy. Mm. Your overseas players should be massive impact top of the order batters, and they should be massive impact spin bowlers. And it's one of the reasons why Gujarat actually on paper looks quite decent because they've got Noor, they've got Rashid Khan, they've bought bowlers well. Mm. RCB we know haven't. So they've got to spend six games in the rest of the tournament finding out who is in their roster that they may not know about, who's Indian, and give them responsibility in situations and build around Will Jax. That's the plan. Got to be. And it won't be, but it should be.
So this is about our fourth or fifth podcast, I think, together. It's probably more than that, Rob, but your fourth or fifth weekend that we've covered together. And so far on most of them, you've said KKR cannot win the title and you hate them. Would you like to give us an official comment? Do you still hate KKR and will they not win the title?
So I really like KKR.
They only won by one but run against the worst team in the league.
once again, for those in the back that didn't hear it before, they are not going to win the IPL. I'll tell you why. They spent the farm on a bloke called Mitchell Starc, who you may have heard of.
You mentioned him quite a bit
and
today.
What they've got.
Did he go for a lot of money?
So what they've got. So he went for the most money. You won't
really
know this. Of all time in the history of anyone signing anyone to play for a cricket team, no one has ever been richer from that than this bloke. And what they've got at the moment is somebody who bought a Toyota Altroz or whatever it is, collected enough hubcaps, is IPL fan of the match, and he's wearing a Mitchell Starc costume, and he's bowling absolute dross, and he's rolling in and bowling reasonably fast on a length. He is a bowling machine on easy mode. He went for 18.3 and over today, and those figures flatter how well he bowled.
He was defending 21, right?
Yes. Against Khan Sharma.
and you know, in fact, the most appalling thing about it was that he bowled the 20th over. Mm. Andre Russell bowled the 19th over. A guy who's held together with duct tape, and who is a part-time bowler.
I can take it further.
Was way more important.
Dunk also didn't bowl four.
Yeah. So they hid him. They hid him, and he wasn't allowed to bowl four. And he went for 18 off four balls against Khan Sharma. Mm. So it's not an actual batsman against a guy that doesn't really hit sixes in T20s. He is awful, and they have banked on him. They have got lots of match-winning cricketers, and they have got a crazy volatile batting lineup. But so far in this,
who do they bring in your view? If you take Starc out, which is again, it's a difficult thing to do because it's an honour system, And if you've just spunk £2 million on a Mitchell Starc and you take him out, then what you're basically saying is, we got it wrong.
Well, also, it causes issues within the team. So another player who has to come in and bowl at the death is getting paid no money. He's going to be looking and going, well, why are you making me do all this hard stuff when you paid him all this money?
So they kind of either have to go Chimera, which I think Chimera's an injury doubt, so probably not. They rip it up and they go Majeeb and just go, right, it's three spinners. Good luck, everyone, which they're not going to do. Or they call for Aurora, swap him for Starc and play an extra overseas batter, which is then Rutherford would come in. So they have options. None of them are very good because they put the whole farm on Starc. And so the reason why I don't think they win the IPL is because I'm not saying they've been really lucky this IPL, but they've been really lucky this IPL. Yeah. Right?
No,
I didn't. Salt has been dropped a million times, and Narine has somehow scored 200 runs in this tournament.
Having never made any runs at the top of the order in the IPL before this
season. Maybe 250. And I don't understand how that's happened. Today, he batted for 31 minutes. And if you just watched his innings today in isolation, you were like, well, this guy's never batted before. What's he doing in the IPL opening the bat? What competition did he win to get to go first? And he scored 10 inexplicable runs off his 15 balls in the half an hour that he was in today. And you think, how is that your top order? And then it's Raghavanshi, who is unproven. Then it's Venkatesh. And then it's Shreyas Iyer, who's got a bad back, and they're allowed to bowl two bouncers and over at him. And you're like, all of a sudden, you're relying on Rinku and Russell. But when you have Rinku and Russell and Ramandeep, who again was good, who got 24 off 9 today, you're like, actually, there's loads of guys that can gun it. And they've got Narine. So they're always a chance of winning a match, but they need a lot of luck. And if they don't finish in the top two, they're second at the moment. They've got a very healthy net run rate, but they've got SRH breathing down their necks in terms of the teams that can score ludicrous run rates. Dan, it feels like you want to make...
Well, let's put this in perspective. They were up against an RCB team who are rubbish. And the only thing that RCB have in their favour is that Virat Kohli is an absolutely superb finisher. And when chasing 220, they got Virat Kohli rather fortunately with a terrible ball. Got it really early. And at that point, they should walk it, KKR. And they didn't walk it. They far from walked it. They won by one run.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you.
And at home.
You know,
everything about that doesn't scream, I think you're going to win the IPL.
There's nothing all that impressive about that. Let's just have a look at some of the fun bets from today. First over of the first game, we had a bet on the first scoring shot being a 6 at 28-1.
Brilliant from Rob. That was basically based on Phil Salt being a nutter.
And Phil Salt was a nutter. He tried to flick the ball down the leg side for a 4 and accidentally edged it over third man for 6. We still don't know how that worked.
That's how I want to win my bets, by the way.
We had a lot of
leading edges for 6.
We had a lot of fun with the Sai Sudarshan overs and unders game, which is you automatically bet overs and then later on you bet unders, and he managed to hit both of those again perfectly for us. Saha unders as well. We've been saying he hasn't been batting very well. I thought you made a good bet with Will Jacks as man of the match at 18-1. Unfortunately for you, his partner batted better than him and they didn't go on to win the game, so it didn't help.
He nearly did it, though. I mean, you could see
it. He gave
you
a run for your money, didn't he?
He gave you more than a run, actually. I think if he lasts another 2 overs, he's man of the match in that game, and because they win, and it's because of him. Patidar was a very unlikely person in the course of today, so I thought it was a really good bet, and I just want to look out for it in future games. I would say, because I think with all the pressure off RCB, because they're out, and with Jack's kind of tyres pumped up because they're going to play him, and with innings behind him, I think he's a guy to really look out for in the remainder of the season.
I agree. And lastly, could you just take us through the Shubman Gill versus Rahul Tuatia bet?
Oh, Rob? Yeah.
Did anything happen there?
Let's
not much happened.
Private grief, shall
so, we? So Tuatia is on a one-man mission to destroy my bank account, is basically what it is. He's cost me the most anyone's ever cost me in a cricket match, which is really saying something. Some of the defeats I've had down the years with his inexplicable 13 off 2 against Odin.
13 off 2 is going somewhere, isn't it?
Odin played his part, and if ever I see Odin, I won't argue with him because he'd obliterate
me. Oh, he's a big dude.
I can see that. But Tuatia...
His name is Fishhead.
Tuatia... It's not giraffe neck, I'll tell you that. His nan takes about 4 minutes to knit him a scarf. Anyway, Tuatia needed 36 off 48 runs required today to kill me, to get the top batsman. And I caught it quite early. his intent there was to do it in the most ridiculous way possible. He wanted to make himself look like it wasn't going to happen. Then Shahrukh Khan broke the sight screen in half.
Sorry, we're laughing, like, but it's just that you're grief.
And yeah, that's what I'm here for. Is that that Schadenfreude, isn't it? Yeah. So I'll elongate this response, seeing as you want me to break down into tears. I needed him not to score 36 plus. He waited until the very end. Then he gave Rashid Khan strike, who got dealt a full toss.
With the field up.
Yeah. Which all he needed to do was clear the nine men that were stood within a yard of him and just do what Rashid Khan does and hit a very bad ball to the boundary. Rashid Khan obviously deliberately hit that on the floor straight to a fielder. To Wattia. Then he needed to get a boundary to kill me. Then he made it look like he'd missed the ball and got leg byes, and that's party time. But he's crept over the line and won by a run. So thank you to Tuatia for sending a good... It could have been a great day today, but Tuatia...
You got a 28-1 winner to start.
The universe does not like me. I'm not allowed nice things. I'm allowed some nice things, but I'm not allowed really nice things.
When Tuatia dies, you might be a recipient of his will.
I think if I had all the money back on games where Rahul Tuatia had a say in the outcome, I would be quite a wealthy man, I think.
That is world's greatest paddle player, Rob Barron. We've also got the bridge cheat over here, Daniel Norcross. Remember, you can follow a lot more podcasts. We've got a Mega Sinner and Nikesh Raghani, my friend, who I can't remember his name, hosting our weekly podcast. There's plenty of podcasts from them as well. Me and Rob will be back for live watch-alongs and more podcasts in the future. Go over to the Facebook channel and throw us a like over there. And there's plenty of articles and other stuff that you can follow on cricket8.com. So it's a big thank you again for following everything with us, and we will be back very shortly with more cricket content here on Cricket 8.